From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In a rare high-level visit, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Nigeria condemning the bloody tactics used by the Islamist extremist Boko Haram.
We extend our deepest condolences to the thousands of families that have been impacted, and we deeply regret the toll that this violence has taken on the Nigerian people.
His visit comes ahead of a presidential election to be held next month.
This will be the largest Democratic election on the continent. Given the stakes, it's absolutely critical that these elections be conducted peacefully.
Kerry is encouraging the main candidates in the February 14th elections to accept the results and to help curb possible post-election violence. Deadly weekend violence in eastern Ukraine has prompted some new threats of sanctions against Russia from the European Union. Terry Schultz reports EU foreign ministers will meet in emergency session this week to discuss increasing the pressure on Moscow to stop separatist attacks.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini is calling foreign ministers to Brussels on Thursday. There are more sanctions and isolation to come, Latvian Foreign Minister Edgar Rinkevics warns, if Russia does not stop attacks by separatists, for which he says Moscow is fully responsible. 30 people were killed Saturday in rocket attacks launched by pro-Moscow rebels on a marketplace, schools, and churches in Mariupol, eastern Ukraine. European Council President Donald Tusk spoke to Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, tweeting afterward that the EU must step up its pressure on Russia to stop the bloodshed. Tusk wrote, "Appeasement encourages the aggressor to greater acts of violence." The 28 governments have been divided in the past on taking tougher action. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
A powerful storm headed to the northeast as the National Weather Service issuing a blizzard warning for New York City and Boston. Forecasters are predicting heavy snow in the area, with some places seeing up to 3 feet.
We're talking feet, not inches. It's anticipated at this point sometime Monday night into sometime late on Wednesday.
Peter Judge is a spokesman for the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency. He says road crews are ready.
We sort of had a dry run, if you will, over the last couple of days where we did have 5, 6, 7 inches of snow in the area, in which we probably had the better part of about 3,000 plows out there. And certainly we'd expect that number to be ramped up.
In New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio is telling residents to get ready to stay inside and stay off the road. He says this could be one of the worst storms his city has seen. The snow will start in the mid-Atlantic with what forecasters are calling moderate snow. Meanwhile, airlines are preparing to shut down operations along the East Coast because of this storm. Flight tracking site FlightAware says around 1,200 flights that are scheduled for Monday are expected to be canceled. This is NPR News. A cabinet minister was kidnapped at gunpoint in the Central African Republic. Comes as the country has teetered on the edge of genocide committed by Christian militias against the Muslim minority. NPR's Gregory Warner reports that a government effort to crack down on the Christian militias has led to backlash.
The minister for youth and sport was kidnapped as he returned home from church in the capital, Bangui. His seizure followed another brief kidnapping and release of a 67-year-old French aid worker. The kidnappers in that case were Christian militia members known as anti-Balaka. They were angry over the arrest of their leader, who allegedly organized a massacre of 300 Muslim civilians. The interim president of the country is a Christian woman. She's pledged to rein in militias and hold their leaders accountable. But the warlords are supporting their own presidential candidates in elections later this year. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.
The price of a gallon of gas is falling. The Lundberg survey says the average price fell more than 13 cents in the past 2 weeks to its lowest level since late April of 2009. The survey found the price of a gallon of regular came in at $2.07. But oil analyst Trilby Lundberg says the low prices may not last.
This looks to be the end of it, the end of a long price crash at the pump. That is because in the past several days, wholesale gasoline prices charged to marketers and then to retailers are actually on the rise.
The survey found the highest price in San Francisco at $2.54 a gallon, the lowest in Albuquerque. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.